100 Word Stories. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily stories from me, it's your turn. I call this the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. I also make excuses for the poor audio quality, whether it's my broken headset, cats arguing in the background, horrible sinus and headache issues, or when I slurp my coffee. Ah, Bailey's. The topic this week was mustaches, and it was a photo topic. I guess we'll try that for a bit. I kind of like it. It's kind of cool. Folks are actually sending in photo topics and suggestions, so we'll switch off. We'll try one, then back to the boring, just word. Maybe a smell. I'll send out scratch and sniff cards, huh? Okay, that's just weird. Anyway, we've got a lot of stories this week, so let's go ahead and get right to it. First up, it's Thomas of Fifth Coffee. Thomas, pour us a hot one. It's story time. Oh, wait, that's somebody else's tagline. I've got...
Mustache. She had a beautiful set of mustaches. Many considered her facial decor off-putting. But she had such gorgeous features and long auburn hair. When she was a teen, she used peroxide to hide the black hairs that had just begun to peek out of her upper lip. One day, in her haste to catch the school bus, she used too much peroxide and burned her lip. She vowed that she would never do it again, and in spite of what her parents and teachers said, she groomed her beautiful mustaches, combed them, and waxed them. The boys were envious. The mustache was very unhappy. Hosted on the grisly face of a man that submerged it in a mug of warm beer on so many occasions, and suffering the indignity of ignored crusty secretions that were so common during the cold winter months. Worse, the hours following a bout of vigorous lovemaking with his obese girlfriend. The mustache vowed to do something to escape captivity. Each morning, when the mustached man awoke, he discovered his mustache growing, and growing thicker and darker on a different part of his face, sometimes under his lip, sometimes in the middle of his forehead.
Cool. Thank you, Thomas. And I posted the thumbnails that you sent along with. If I actually, wasn't a lazy butt, I would put them as the cover art for this show. But I don't do cover art. It's like whatever's by default on this thing. I'm just so horribly lazy when it comes to production. I mean, there are these people, and the cover art this week was by this famous award-winning artist. And I'm like, okay. I never look at my phone while I'm playing these things. I mean, what was the point? I don't know, some people are like, ooh, let's get all into it, and maybe I'll farm out production a career or something. Ah, coffee. Next up, we have our friend Tom. I don't know whether he has an update or not. I should probably listen to all these before I string them all together to avoid any bad words like mendicant or occupy Sesame Street. So, here we go with Tom, and I hope you enjoy this.
Hello, Night People. Tom here, and tonight's story is called Hair Today. You might find this hard to believe, but I was born with a mustache. Not some glorified milk mark. We're talking major growth. Some folk have a photo of themselves buck naked on a rug. I got a waxed handlebar. The nuns wanted me to shave it off in second grade, but my parents doubled the tuition payments. Got to be a wise man that year. In eighth grade, I grew a beard and played Jesus in Passion Play. Last year, the chemo cleared all the hair off my head. The mustache was having none of that. Fuck you very much.
Thank you, Tom. And I guess we have a new ringtone. You know, I should actually post these as ringtones instead of just saying, we have a new ringtone, and no. Well, Spy Guy. Thank you, Tom. Let's see. Next up, I got to do some jumping through hoops to get this one going. See, Muncie records on this AIFF Apple sound cool professional thing, and you know me. I'm like, drag and drop into this freebie Audacity thing, because I ain't going to pay for Final Edit Co-Pro cut. What is the big thing that everyone uses these days now? Sound Garage or Songify? You know, I have a note here that says, do a story with Songify and then edit it together. So, yeah, as if I'm going to get right on that. Okay, here's Muncie with his story once again. I keep saying, I hope you enjoy. No, we're going to change that. It's going to be, I know you're going to enjoy. You better damn well enjoy this. Am I being too forward?
Hey, kids! What time is it? No, not hammer time. And no, not peanut butter jelly time either. It isn't even parsley sage rosemaryan time. It's time instead for another story by Munzee based on a prompt. Let's do this thing! Mustache by Christopher Monroe. 5 days into growing a mustache, I looked like a pedophile. I'll own that. The percentage of people who actually suit one, after all, is frighteningly small. Still, I commit to what I do, so the stash was staying. Until you got me drunk, waited for me to pass out, and shaved it. The next day, I faced my still mustachioed friends, clean-shaven. Humiliated. You thought I'd forgive this betrayal. I'll never forgive, nor will I forget. I'll always remember the 5th of Movember, the mustaches, treason, and plot. I see no good reason mustaches and treason should ever be forgot. For more of my writings, check munzeestories.blogspot.com or follow me on Twitter at munzeemunzee. For more of my mustache, give me a month.
You have 1 month to make a Muncie. I keep wanting to say Muncie. A Muncie Munstat. Damn it. Thank you for completely fucking me up. All right. Whew. How many people are saying Munstache now? Maybe we can add that to the vernacular. Munstache. A mustache worn by Muncie. Alright, before I completely embarrass myself, oh wait, too late. Next up is Paladin. I said Paladin. Yes, I've changed my way of saying that too. The Paladin with a mustache. shut up. Hand it to the midget. Get out of the way. Here we go with the Paladin story.
Frost gathered on his mustache, as it often did this time of year. It wasn't quite cold enough for snow, but plenty enough for his breath to make phantoms in the night air. As usual, the stark autumn chill did little to keep the streets clear this night. The next wave approached. Searching flashlights preceded the semi-ordered mob, advancing upon his position in a vague formation as he pulled his mask down into place, grinning beneath it. They fanned out as they approached his position, shouting their mighty battle cry in unison, "Trick or treat!"
Okay, folks, I think the midget's getting a little too fancy for his pants. Thank you, Paladin, for, that's just... Maybe you could... Ooh, I got an idea. All right, so I'm going to declare now. Let me just check the calendar here. Yeah, Halloween is going to be in 1, 2, 3 weeks. And that's, you know, even though the Sunday is October 30th, I'm declaring that October 30th, that's going to be the Halloween episode. So you have like 3 weeks to get prepared for it. Which means that there will be just the same amount of stories, and folks will be like, oh, I didn't know what the topic is. And I'll get emails, oh, what's the topic? And IMs and DMs, make your schlong longer and thicker. Well, it shows what kind of spam I get. What if I wanted smaller and thinner and limper? You know? What if I'm just, you know, that... It's already too big. Oh... Right, and now a whole bunch of other people around the world start hitting stop. Man, you know, I think we should thank Steve Jobs for making it so easy to stop listening to music and skip to another choice. Or podcasts. Right. Next up is Zach Mann. He's got two for us. It's a two twin fists of mighty Zachness. I've been using that two twin fists, which makes no sense because, you know, they're not really twins; they're opposites. Because if they were twins, you would either, you know, be very dexterous, well, dexterous meaning right, or very sinister. And, you know, with me being sinister already, that would, wow, Zach Mann. Please, end my embarrassment. Tell us a story.
I apologize in advance. Just in case the short stories by Scott Sigler and Pauly Cooley haven't ruined your childhood yet, here's one that might. Snidely, that you? That is Reverend Whiplash now. So how are Dudley and Nell Fenwick? Sad story. Nell ran away south of the border with horse, and they were married in Florida. They got caught up in a big legal battle to stay married when Florida law changed. They are celebrating their marriage 3 times a night, which would be a good thing if not that they were doing it on stage in a bar in Mexico to pay court costs to send money to Nell's grandparents, who live on a ranch in Alberta and take care of their 3 centaur children.
Oh my God, I shouldn't interrupt him. Okay, he's on a roll. All right, he's on a roll. Let's, yay, go, Zach Mann!
Is that a paper doll book? I haven't seen one of those since we cleaned Grandma's attic. Oh yes, it's The Fump, I Want to Be Weird Al, Choose Your Own Adventure book. Although Lawrence Simon is not a fumper, the first doll is him, a fan service. Due to the success of his Punch-Out Paper Mustache book, the company decided to try the paper dolls. Do you think Shoebox looks better with the mullet or Absalom length hair? Does Carla look good with Devo's beard and glasses? If enough sell, they will introduce lesser-known musicians, like the Beatles.
Thank you, Zach Mann. And, okay, so Zach Mann and I were back and forth about the mustache thing, and then the Choose Your Own Adventure folks on Twitter said, ooh, tell us more about this idea. And so I went, and they were like, oh, that's a great idea. So I'm trying to write a Choose Your Own Adventure book using... Never mind. You'll Planet. The problem is Planet Z. Well, you'll hear. He's stolen my idea. So, on my wall, I have this chart, and I'm trying to. I've got like these mustaches that I cut out, and I'm charting the plot line of a Choose Your Own Adventure book based on, you know, a spy, and he would have these different mustaches. And the problem is, how would it work for girls? You're losing half your market, and we all know that boys don't read. Boys are dumb. They, you know, you give them a book and they're like, can we put weed in it and roll it up, man, and smoke it? No. And they're going to use the mustaches, put them on their cats, and post them to YouTube. By the way, hey, Misty. Hey, little girl. She's curled up on a bar stool. Hold on, I'm going to walk over there. Hello, little girl. Hi. Hi, you never talk, so there's no point in me sticking the microphone in your face. Aw, you stuck your paw out, and I'm petting your little paw.
Yeah, who's a good little girl for once? Yeah, normally you're a pain in the butt. It was raining yesterday, so I was out on the patio with a laptop. It's a good patio umbrella. So the problem is, you know, every few seconds, all the water that collects up in it, you know, comes down in a big gout at the corners. So it's big, but if I lean back, I'll whoosh right on my back. And it doesn't matter where I point the corner at. It always seems to rotate, so I need to work on the base and get that right. Because all your base are belong to us. So, yeah, it's finally nice enough outside to sit on the patio, and it rains. So we've completely skipped fall, and it's become just like rainy season, monsoon season. Which means that now all the dead trees from the drought are going to get all this water in them and fall over because of the winds. So, welcome to Texas, son. Yeah, whatever. Speaking of welcome to Texas, Stephen the Nuclear Man is back. Yay! But he didn't record his story. Aww. But that means more midget. Yay! Let's see.
I put my arm around the girl's shoulder, guide her toward the funhouse door. Daddy, I'm not sure. It's fine, Pumpkin. The endearment is ash in my mouth. Nothing bad can happen to you in there, I lie. Mommy hasn't come out yet. I bite the words off. It's fine. Daddy, you're acting funny, like that Star Trek episode where they came from a one, please, I shout to the figure at the funhouse door and push the girl toward him. She goes to her doom, and I rub my newly bare chin, thankful this dimension invented razors.
Thank you, Stephen the Nuclear Man. Oh, and I'm just reading here. Your daily deal from Living Social Deals. Signature Facial Synergy Day Spa. So, yeah, your skin will be anointed with an organic avocado milk and honey potion. The potion? There's an apothecary? That's just strange. Ooh, John Deering Boulding is now Texas West Indies Islands is now following 100-word stories. So, John Deering Boulding, I salute you, the newest follower of on Twitter, which is, I don't ever post anything on there except for occasionally, ooh, there's a new story. Ooh, there's a new story. Ooh, there's a new story. Ooh, here's the topic. Same thing with Facebook. I mean, I don't engage the audience. If you're going to engage the audience, you need to do what other authors do. Don't do what I do. Don't do what stupid Larry does. You know, that kind of thing. So, oh God, I use that word. Ugh. Damn you, Otis 12. All right, hold on. And we got another one from Danny. Danny's back. Okay. Oh, and he's saying, all relevant sound and text files attached. Yes, it's a WAV file. Don't have Apple products. I'm using a Zen Vision. No, it's okay. If it records and you can send it and I can put it in, it's cool, man. And that demonstration of using the iPhone, now that the iPhone 4 is going to be out there, I'm sure that it will have an even more painfully confusing recording device, and you won't be able to read a prompt. Although, if you have an iPad, is there an application that lets you bring up a draft and then record based on that? You know, like a teleprompter thing? And then you record it and put it in a presentation? That'd be kind of cool. If that were the case, I still wouldn't get an iPad because, you know, what do I need one for? Plus, how am I going to be able to afford it? Yeah, I've got a job review tomorrow, and let's just say that I've really been sucking at my job. I'm the one bringing the economy down. That's me. Which is why we've been having record quarters. In spite of me. So here we go with Danny. And I'm not all that neurotic, am I? No, not at all. Here he is.
Hello. Danny Dwyer here once again with Weekly Challenge 285 Mustache. Here we go. I put on my Groucho Marx mustache, nose, and glasses, expecting to get a big laugh at all my friends at the World Builders Association over on Flying Island during our evening hunt. Then I noticed someone had filled the mustache with rancid mustard. I tried to pound it out, but ended up with a fistful of mustard. Damn it! Then it started to pour rain. Why am I working outside? If I only had a hammer. Then a wise man walked by with his large umbrella stating, "Hey, I didn't become a wise man dealing with your silly problems. I'll keep walking."
Oh, man. Thank you for that one, Danny. If you look through, that's like a whole bunch of stuff from, Fistful of Mustard and this. And all that's, check the past few stories on the site. Oh, right. That just means that someone's actually paying attention to the stories during the week. No, you shouldn't. Don't listen to those. They're stupid stories. By me. Oh, man. Thank you. Oh, that's right. Flying Island Press, which leads to Norval Joe. I wonder if he's got the... See, he's messing with me. He knows that I don't listen to the podcast before I put it together, or the stories, or the little podcast in a podcast. I should probably script this all out like Matthew Sanborn Smith. By the way, where did Frank Key go? Is there a problem with the feed at Hooting Yard? Is he ill? Are they on break? What's going on, man? I wanted to get the book impugned by a peasant, but if he's not going to sign it, I mean, what the... I think he's okay. I hope he's okay. Frank, if you're listening to this, why are you wasting your time listening to this crap? Sorry. Sure, Norval Joe. Here's his story.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 285 with the prompt of mustaches. Remember to keep an eye out for the autism acceptance issue. Give it a try if you can. We'd love to have you help us out. And look forward to our steampunk issue that should be coming out in the next week or two. Well, here's my story. Hosmer sat silently on the third row of the chapel as the minister asked, "If there are any here, speak now." But it was already too late. Tears rolled off his cheeks and dripped from his wordless lips as his true love said, "I do." He'd sneezed and sent his fake mustache flying over the heads of the guests. It was fake, and everyone knew. He had a different one for every occasion, broad and dashing for romance, thick and bushy for confidence, narrow and black for dominance. What no one knew was, without it, he couldn't speak a word. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norval Joe. And I just want to say, even though he wasn't a part of the roundtable, the other folks at Flying Island Press that were doing the mutiny thing, like Jeff Haidt and the others, they made me feel very welcome and very confused. And I got in my tagline of "Damn you, Norm Sherman," in there. I got rejected. I got another rejection notice from Drabblecast. Me! I've been doing this stuff 3 years longer than that bastard, and he has the temerity to reject me, and never, never have people submit to here. Except, Muncie over here, not too shabby. I guess, the next time Muncie gets one in on there, I owe Muncie a DVD, because there's a standard prize for if you get on Drabblecast. I'm going to send you Amazon gift certificate to let you get a DVD, although no one wants DVDs anymore. It's all Blu-ray or downloads into iPhone tunes and damn you, Steve Jobs. Jobs, Jobs, Jerb. Gerbs. Whatever happened to Homestar Runner? You know, it'd be like Steve Gerbs. All right, whatever. How about instead of obsessing on Steve Jobs, we focus on the man who will carry the torch, and that is none other than TJ. Yes, TJ. Where North Dakota is becoming the boom town of this great mighty nation. Innovation will begin there. No more Silicon Valley, it'll be the Badlands, and folks will have lots of pie. Here's TJ and his story.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, where our baseball-themed doubleheader productions of Roger Maris on Stage and Rounding Third and Headed for Home are closing this weekend, so my time will once again be more or less my own shortly. And I'm here with this week's installment of Adventures in Online Dating. In this week's entry, Amy. I should have expected this sort of thing. I mean, I know my aversion to long-distance relationships is grounded in legitimate objections. It encourages idealistic fantasies, glosses over too many realities, and in the end, I'm stuck here, so if she can't move, then what's the point? That said, okay, case in point. Amy, 49, is a medical transcriptionist. She matched you on 11 of 27 eMusicalChairs.com criteria. Less than half charming. Including breathing carbon-based life form, music, humor, pets, birth order, favorite shade of green, and mustache. I really don't want them matching me on facial hair, thanks.
I, for one, think Roger Maris took performance-enhancing substances, like coffee and bacon. Oh, thank you, TJ. And yes, I agree. You should not match people based on their mustache. Well, it could work. Sort of. I guess. No? All right. Thank you, TJ. And, let's see. Who's... Oh, no. Oh, no. That's all the stories I have in the hopper for this week from normal people. No, it's time for the crazy. That's right. It's time for Planet Z. I tried avoiding this, but it just every damn week. But he's not King of the Monkeys, so that's okay. what is it to be King of the Monkeys? I'm not sure. I don't know. We'll find out someday. Here we go with Planet Z story. Don't say I didn't warn you.
I've written a draft of a choose-your-own-adventure book where you pick how the story progresses based on your choices. The lead character is a spy who uses a bunch of high-tech disguise mustaches to choose from. A lockpick mustache, a laser mustache, a boomerang mustache, a mustache that becomes an inflatable raft, and so on. The best part about this book is that it'll come with stick-on mustaches the kid can put on whenever the character switches mustaches. It won't get published, though. They say it discriminates against girls. I call bullshit. You should see my grandmother.
And there you have it. A bunch of stories about a photo of mustaches. Thank you to everyone who is a part of the weekly challenge this week on this new twist on topics for the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the authors' websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, a list of people who don't send in weekly challenges anymore, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Until next week, when the topic will be leaves, this is Lauren Simon saying, thank you for listening, and thank you, Steve Jobs. Without you, we'd be calling these Zoomcasts or Walkmancasts, which sounds even stupider. Oh no, now your lawyers are going to get mad, as if they listen. Anyway, thank you, and as always, keep it brief.